opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Phone line's open for you if you want to talk, man. 916-909-1320. It's the Elk Grove Kia talk line. KC's been listening to his boy, Bill Simmons and Ryan Russillo. And they had the Sacramento Kings ranked as the second worst situation in the NBA. I'm assuming, and I'm going to ask you to provide a little
bit
of...
Real quick, I wrote that wrong. Second worst situation in the Western Conference. They split up the conferences and ranked them that way.
Okay.
But they're bottom five in the NBA.
Okay. Okay, well, that changes my question then.
Well, tell me your question.
Well, I assumed Utah was the worst, but no.
Phoenix was probably the worst.
That's fair.
Phoenix and Brooklyn were number one in, Phoenix, and they didn't agree on another one. Bill said Chicago was the worst in the East.
Okay. Well, can you provide some context to this? Because worst situation doesn't mean the worst team.
Yeah, it's like kind of your assets, your roster, your assets moving forward, draft picks, things like that. So you look at somebody like Phoenix, and not only is their roster looking bad, they don't own their own picks. They're a second apron team right now. Like, they're fine. All three of those components, the way I look at it, roster, assets, cap situation, they're an F in all three. Like, their roster's awful. They don't have any draft picks moving forward. In their cap situation, they're a second apron team. Like, that's what you're kind of looking for. So you look at somebody like Utah, so to speak. Utah's roster's not good. But their cap situation ain't that bad, and they have a lot of future picks. You know what I mean? So they're in the bottom half, but that may not be why they're the worst. You know what I mean? Because you can look at Lauri Markkanen and hell, Ace Bailey if you wanted to, combine that with somebody and go trade for somebody. Phoenix can't even do that. And then you look at Sacramento. Sacramento, they don't really have that either. It's kind of hard to argue against them being one of the worst roster situations in the league because your cap situation is teetering a little bit. You don't really have tradable pieces when you talk about Zach LaVine. I say DeMar DeRozan. I also say Domantas Sabonis. And the roster, while talented, nobody really understands what the roster is or where it's going. It's directionless in a lot of people's mind. So them being looked at as one of the worst situations, they mapped this out for like over the next 5 years. Like, you know, your roster situation, your team flexibility over the next 5 years or so. Hell, James said they got to wait till like 27 to start thinking about doing stuff. Or potentially that may be their mindset. So I think it's a fair assessment of the Kings and their situation. If you're comparing it to other situations around the league, yeah, they're probably in the bottom five, bottom 10 of the entire league. They have Brooklyn in there. They have Washington. They had New Orleans. Obviously, Phoenix, Utah, Chicago. Chicago's an interesting one because it's like, what is Chicago doing? They don't even really have a lot of picks.
Hit you with the Jordan shrug.
They don't have a lot of assets.
I mean, that's the question you can ask about Sacramento. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's fair. Like, I don't know. I don't know what Chicago is doing.
Yeah. So it's
no idea.
Do you, if I said, let's combine the whole league. I mean, because obviously you're bottom five. If you're 2 in the West, and there, you could just say at least 2 others in the East. Would you say the Kings have a bottom five roster team building situation in the NBA?
Phoenix is pretty damn bad, man.
Phoenix is the worst to me.
Phoenix is bad.
Phoenix has no hope, man.
This is tough because Phoenix, obviously, because it's so bad, mm-hmm. you know their like situations, their caps, their money. I don't like. Again, bad situation versus bad team. Is Charlotte where's Charlotte in this conversation?
So Charlotte's probably there.
I don't know where Utah is.
But you've got a Brandon Miller. You've got a LaMelo that you could
probably.
But
what's Brandon Miller?
He's a good young player. He's a good young player, and it's going into his third year.
I think Keegan's a good young player.
Yeah, I think Brandon Miller's way better than Keegan. Hmm. As a prospect and as a young player. I think they're on different tiers.
Different tiers?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
New Orleans? New Orleans is shaky. Now, they have players.
By the way, the answer is probably yes. Now I'm like looking at these teams like, ah.
New Orleans.
Philly at least got Maxey.
Philly got Maxey.
I don't know what you do with those other two. Yeah.
You got VJ.
Yeah.
New Orleans, I think Russillo said it kind of perfectly because he didn't like Utah's roster. He looked at the Jazz roster. It's like they don't really have no real assets, but they got a lot of picks and future picks and things of that nature. And he looked at New Orleans. He's like, they don't really have a lot of picks, but they got a lot of assets on the roster. Like you can move Zion, Troy Murphy, Herb Jones, guys like that. You can move guys like that and either acquire picks or acquire players if you need to. So he was like, I wish New Orleans has the right roster. Utah has the right draft assets. If you combine them, they'd be in a super situation.
Mm-hmm.
But they, that's their thing. But I think New Orleans.
Danny Ainge and Daryl Morey join forces.
It's even worse. Danny Ainge and Joe Dumars.
Oh, New Orleans. Oh, Jesus.
And James Jones.
James.
Oh, no, James no, Jones
James
is
took
with
the league
NBA.
Job. Yeah, he took NBA. The league job.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not doing anything here anyways. Get my ass out of here.
So, I think I would say Phoenix is worse. I'd probably say Chicago's a little worse.
So you disagree with me about New Orleans?
Yeah, because they got Zion. Zion and like if you ever really wanted to blow it up.
But what do you do though? Like does someone do that?
Does
someone take Zion?
Yeah, I think somebody still takes Zion. Hell, we talked about taking Zion.
No. I mean, you ain't got to tell me. But Zion plays 35 games this year. That's a specific hypothetical, obviously.
Well, that might change some things for sure. Okay. That might change some things for sure. Okay. But just today, as is,
okay,
he's a better asset than anything the Kings have on their roster.
All right.
And you got Fears as a rookie. He's looked at as somebody that you like. I like Jordan Poole still, too. A lot of people don't like his contract, but we talked about Jordan Poole and how much I kind of like his game still.
Zion's games played since his rookie year. His rookie year is 24, second year 61, 29 year 370, year 4, and then 30 last season.
Mm, mm, mm.
He's off and on.
Mm, mm, mm. But I'll ask you this. They're both on the open market right now. Who nets you a bigger return, Zion or Zach LaVine?
Oh, Zion.
Zion
or DeMontis Sabonis?
Zion.
Yeah.
Zion could play one game next year, and I think he nets you a bigger return than either one of those guys.
Yeah, he's the ultimate what if guy.
Yeah. Well, he's the ultimate. I think he's the ultimate we can fix it guy. Like, I don't think anyone thinks they can fix Zach LaVine. I mean, Domas, at this point, you know what you're acquiring with Domas. Very good basketball player. Mm-hmm. But you're acquiring something very, very specific. Mm-hmm. Zion's one of those guys who someone would say in the meeting, bro, we got the best medical staff in the NBA. Mm-hmm. He ain't been with our doctors. He ain't been with our nutritionists.
They didn't know what they was doing over there.
Bruh, that's it. They say that with players just on the court. They don't have anything to do with physicals, health, nothing like that. Like, those types of phrases are uttered all the time. Those types of things are said about our players. Yeah. They don't know what they're doing over there.
Sacramento, yeah. It's Sacramento.
There are people, I mean, there are people eyeballing Keegan Murray like, that's Sacramento. Like, he could be better than what he is. Mm-hmm. He could be better than what he is. But it's, do you have him? Did you settle at bottom five? I still got Patrick Bailey's home run up. I need to close this tab. It just keeps rerunning on my screen.
Need one today.
Well.
But I would say I'll put it in order, too.
Okay.
Phoenix, Chicago, the Kings, Utah. That's kind of where I'm not sure. Utah and the Kings. I'm not sure who's in a better situation. And New Orleans is where I take New. I think New Orleans in a worse spot than Charlotte.
I think if we run this conversation back next year, I'd be curious to see if we can mention this team. But what about Atlanta?
Mm.
Now, I thought Atlanta had a decent offseason. Mm. But also, I'm not going to go babyface on Atlanta. I'm just trying to be honest. Like, I think they had a fine offseason. Mm-hmm. But when you're talking about direction, how is Atlanta not in this conversation?
Atlanta's got two, when you talk about their roster, they've got at least two guys that
you can move.
You feel good. Well, you feel good about either way, moving mm-hmm. or having on your roster when you talk about Jalen Johnson and Trae Young.
Yeah, I feel like you can only feel good about moving them because you have them on your roster and you're 40 and 42.
Jalen, I'm not sure I can look this up, or maybe Jesse's even quicker with it, but I think Jalen had gotten hurt for the year. He was playing at a really high level for about 40 games, and I think he got hurt for the year. So maybe you're selling yourself.
Your memory with injuries is sketchy. It's
he
the
was
only
19 points per game, 19 points per game, 10 rebounds, 5 assists, and 40 games.
Do we have game?
He played 40 games for real?
36, excuse me. 36.
That's close enough. Yeah, count it.
Round it up. No. If it's above five, you round up.
See, Jesse, look, Jesse was helping you out. Jesse helping you out. We might have to get a game in, by the way. Current score, 11-4 over in the Pocket Watching League, all while Abe is shining up his championship belt.
He's never even been around.
That was a fun bit that one night, but this dude's Brock Lesnar. He don't even show up.
No, Brock Lesnar. Well, let's call him someone else.
Yeah, I was just saying. I love Abe, but yeah, that was maybe the wrong one. He me. He's the Rock. He's the
Abe,
Rock.
Yeah, Abe. Abe. Abe.
Beat CM Punk and showed up once.
Abe is a current WWE high level talent. He just shows up for the big events and he's out.
What are the
Romans
PLEs?
Wrestled like twice this year.
Yeah.
It's
the Roman wrestle at SummerSlam?
SummerSlam hasn't happened yet.
That's right. But I say that because they said that was rumored to be his return.
Is he back? I don't even know where he is.
I remember they were saying,
is he still out from Seth?
I have no clue.
He came back.
I think they were just giving him time off. I have no clue what's happening. I think they were just, because I remember they were just giving him time off, and they were saying maybe till SummerSlam when they started doing that.
SummerSlam about a month away.
Yeah. And I think he took his time off around
opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
WrestleMania.
Well, that's Abe. He's
yeah, not the one I said.
He's Roman.
The Roman don't have Roman don't have a belt. Yeah, he don't have a belt. So yeah, he can beat Roman.
No, Abe is definitely the Rock. He's got that little People's Champion belt he walks with or whatever.
Wow, like, you both.
Yeah, we don't even know what that belt is.
See, Jesse turned on Abe because he knows he's about to win pocket watch.
That's fact, man.
The angling is crazy.
Man, Roman's 40. Mm. Roman's 40 now. He's been on top a long time.
Yes. The Roman era.
We'll come back. We might bring back Bump It or Dump It. Beware, though. We learned yesterday some of these Bump It or Dump It stories are like 4 months old.
We got some things we got to clear out first.
Also,
inventory's got to be cleared out.
Bump It or Dump It. The Kings play the Mavs tonight to play in. Who's going to win?
We'll come back, man. A favorite has emerged in the potential Bradley Beal sweepstakes. Of course, it's in the Western Conference. What's that mean for your Kings? If anything, we'll talk about it on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. All right, the Clippers have emerged as the favorites to sign Bradley Beal whenever his buyout with the Phoenix Suns hits, and I can't wait to see these numbers. Oh, my God. I cannot wait to see these numbers. But
I think he's gonna get. He's gonna be.
I think he's gonna be fine. They might. He might be so fine. They got to sign a non-disclosure. Hey, we're agreeing to the buyout. We're gonna have to not talk about this publicly. Here's your $111 million. I never want to see you again.
I did read that. I think he has to give up some money for the buyout.
Oh, do you?
For it to work.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I don't know if there's a specific amount or it's up to or something like that. But I think for the buyout to work, he's got to give up some of the money.
Hmm.
Not a whole lot, but like $10 million or something, $10 to $15 million or something like that.
Okay.
I think it'd be good for, obviously, the Suns, but I think it'd be good for Bradley to get Brad out of there so he can play basketball again. I know you want your money, but go somewhere where you're valued and you can play ball a little bit.
Yeah, no, I'm with that, and I'm sure he wants to. But the Clippers seem to be the favorite to land him.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. Because obviously I immediately thought, all right, the Clippers, they were there last year. I think they surprised everybody with what they did last year.
Mm-hmm.
Harden is back. He signed an extension. And
what was it? Was it $30 million a year? Yeah, 2 years, 60 or something like that?
It was a good amount.
Really good season, too. He had a legit all-star.
He was
an
all-star. Yeah, rightfully so. Mm-hmm. He did. He had a very good year. So Kawhi, James, and Brad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know, but I like Bradley Beal more than others do. I feel like Brad might be going from, you know, third fiddle to third fiddle again.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, this might be a little bit different given that the Kawhi Leonard portion is always a little hit or miss. We'll see. But the Clippers and Brad appear to be a thing.
I look at what they have in the starting lineup right now, talking about the Clippers. And right now they got Chris Dunn starting at the two guard. And Chris Dunn, with what he was able to do on the defensive end last year for that team, was really, really vital. Like, really vital. Like, I really like what he provided for that team. But in crunch time, in winning situations, his inability to shoot or be a scorer ended up being a little bit of a liability in that Nuggets series. And now if you can bring him off the bench and get him in his true role of being a third guard who comes in, harasses people, if he's playing well or hitting his shots, his time gets extended a little bit more, but you're not so reliant on him as your starting two guard. I think that's a great role for him. And you get Bradley Beal in there and get more shooting around James, get more shooting around Kawhi Leonard. I think that's a good move for those guys, man. That's a Bradley Beal who I'm with you. I like more than others. People act like Bradley Beal's some kind of bum nowadays. Like, he's not. He actually had a solid year last year. I think he ended up averaging about 17,
mm-hmm.
shot 50% from the field.
Yeah, when he was allowed to play, he was pretty good.
Yeah, shot 50% from the field. I think 38, 39% from three. Like, he's cool. Like, he's fine. You get him in a situation with the Clippers where he'll be, like you mentioned, he might be third fiddle over there, but I think it's just going to be a little bit more of a welcoming, inviting situation with the Clippers than it was in Phoenix. I think that helps them out a lot. I think that's a really good move for him. And it could be, in a sneaky way, one of the moves of the offseason, being able to snag
him
for next to nothing. You didn't even have to trade for him. You just sign him to whatever you're going to sign him to, which isn't going to be that much. And I think you can be that much of a difference maker.
Okay. I'm with it. I like Brad. I hope for Brad's sake it can be. Mm-hmm. He's a good ball player.
How old is Brad Bill? Is he 30 yet? 31?
Oh, he's got to be in his 30s. I go higher than 31. Bradley Beal is 32.
32
years old. Count it. No, not even in the league.
Neither is Kyle.
Neither's Kyle. Still the greatest moment in history. Greatest moment ever.
Right, what do you think about Brad and the Clippers? Do you think it elevates them like that?
Elevates them? No. Potentially keeps them. I mean, there was a 50-win team last year.
Mm-hmm.
It was weird, though, because it was like a surprising 50-win team.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it's also, you point out, like, Norm Powell gone.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, you know, maybe you have a place for Brad to step in and immediately, hey, there's shots for you. There's points for you. Like, there's a lot here for you with Los Angeles. So, given that's a team that's already well above Sacramento, I think that's exactly where they'll stay.
Yeah. Norm also took a little bit of he had a great first half of the season. He ended up getting hurt a little bit, but he ended up taking a step back when Kawhi came back. They relied on his offense and his shooting a lot while Kawhi was out. And then he get, you know, Kawhi comes back and Norman Powell had to go back into that role a little bit of a sixth man or, you know, a third guard or something like that. So I think if Kawhi's there, that's the role Bradley Beal plays. And yeah, I'm talking very confidently about Bradley Beal, but I'm anxious to see what it looks like if he's able to get to the Clippers. What he has left, you know, the numbers are there. The numbers are that of a really good ball player, but I want to see what he has left in these moments. He hasn't played, well, I guess they were in the playoffs a year ago. I was about to say he hasn't played meaningful basketball in a while. What does it look like, you know, when you're really needed in those situations?
Well, we'll find out. We will find out.
Dodgers just lost, by the way, in extras. Dodgers lose.
Where's Will? Is Will in the chat?
There he is.
There he is. No, right on time.
The Dodgers have right lost on time, six Will. In a row, back-to-back sweeps for the Dodgers. They got swept by the Astros and now swept by the Brewers.
Shout out, Will. Will don't run from nothing.
No, he doesn't.
He just doesn't.
Shout out to Will.
Yeah.
But it doesn't look like it's going to matter because the Giants are down 4-0.
Well, they were down, 3-1?
They were down 3-1.
Didn't matter.
Yeah.
Didn't matter.
You know what the issue is? Did you see that play live last night?
No, I didn't.
Mm. Are you seeing this game live right now?
I am.
All right, man.
So, okay. I mean, if we're... No, hold on.
Hey, turn it for a while and see what happens.
Hey,
if they put up a five spot in the six, you're never watching the Giants again. I demand it.
As a shoot, I have a Verlander-level record. No. That's not true. I saw a walk-off.
Which one did you see?
It was the Rockies.
You did turn to the Rockies game. That's right.
I saw the end of the Rockies game.
Like you said, a Verlander-like record.
Well, Verlander, I don't think is one one yet. But they had the comeback. I think it was game two of the series. Game three was the one where they...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That's fair. We'll put it on NFL Live. I don't know who that is.
It's 4-0 in the top of the seventh right now. If it's at the least 4-3... going into the eighth,
I won't.
You're never watching the Giants again. I demand it. I'm taking the Giants channel off of your YouTube TV.
Understood. That's fair. That's perfectly fair. I was actually really upset I missed that game last night. I was just goofing around, not paying attention, and saw it go crazy. I was like, oh, man.
It was for the betterment of everybody.
Well, apparently. Because that would have been a fly out to the warning track if I was watching.
You would have got thrown out at home.
The funniest part, I flipped to that Rockies game because of bad luck Bonte. And it turns out.
Bonte was mad at me yesterday. You see that?
Oh, I did.
Bonte and all the Warriors fans was mad at me.
Why are you pissed off all the Dub Nation like that?
They mad at me because their owner knew they weren't going to watch no basketball.
So
why are they mad at me? Their owner is the one that said, I know our guys, our fan base ain't going to come and watch this game. They're not going to buy no tickets. Just close the arena. I didn't make that rule.
So the California Classic, if anyone cares, the California Classic wrapped up yesterday, which the Sacramento Kings did not host or participate
Boo
in.
Them.
And as outlined, as a lot of people completely missed when the press release came out, including our very own James Hamm, the final day was closed to everyone but media and family.
Family. The family don't even want to go watch.
Family wasn't even there. And that was a point of, you got to be effing kidding me when that announcement came out that the Kings weren't going to participate and that the California Classic was in San Francisco. And so last night was the last night. Yesterday was the last day. KC took the screen grab like, hey, this is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. They didn't sell tickets to this.
People took it.
Some people are idiots. I don't know what to tell you, but I did get a kick out of like, God, you guys really prove our point. You guys are morons. And then Bonte got in on it. And I'm like, no. Oh, not Bonte. Not Bonte.
I said, B. Come on, man. We all know what it is. But they took, I guess if you read it a certain way, once again, goes back to what we always, if you read it a certain way, maybe it sounds as if I'm saying they had tickets available and nobody wanted to buy the tickets.
Right.
Sure, if you want to read it that way. I'm telling you, they didn't offer tickets.
By the way, that's not what you were saying, but that doesn't mean it wasn't true.
That too.
Don't look at the other 2 days.
The damn owner said, you know it. You know it. And I didn't have the patience, or I just didn't care enough to like explain to everybody. I think, I don't want to say we were the only ones, but me and you spotted it when the press release came out. Like, yeah. Hey, they're not selling tickets to the last day again.
You know why James didn't notice it? Because why the hell would the last day of the tournament be closed?
But yeah, they were upset with that. Then they got even more mad because I had a follow-up tweet that said that.
No, that was the one. Nah, that was the one. That was the one. That was the one. Oh, they got deep. They got deep in their feelings over that one.
They were upset.
Casey quote tweeted the same video and said, this is what the Chase Center looks like when Steph retired.
Nobody in the building.
They were furious. I was like, I was like, I did the heel turn. You know how the tag team partner stands at the end and he's holding the tag rope, reaching out to tag his partner. And then right when Casey dies for the tag, he just turns around and walks away. That was me.
Brother.
That was me. I was like, woo. I'm just gonna close
but,
the app.
But I was Shawn Michaels coming down the aisle when they threw the beer on him. I just said,
Shawn Michaels in Canada. Shawn Michaels in Canada. KC in San Francisco. Same thing.
The funny thing is, I love the city of San Francisco. They always be talking crazy. Like, I love the Giants. I love the Niners. Don't love the Warriors, but hey, I love the city. It's good. They just be getting upset.
Gotta tell you something.
What's up?
This is a safe space.
Yeah.
I think Seattle's better.
Oh. Now, those two cities mirror each other in my mind. I've never been to Seattle. They were
similar.
Each other.
Yeah, very similar. I don't know, man. I fell in love with Seattle. Okay. Like, that city is. I mean, I had a great, you know, host who made sure we went to all of the spots, you know, all of the tourist stuff. We did all of that within the first like 5 hours. Just ate. Mm-hmm. Like there was no, they kept saying, hey, you want a pole? I think a bowl. I don't remember what it was. I was like, what is that? Oh, you just got to try it. It was like pork in like dough. I don't know. It was.
Oh, okay.
It was fire. Oh, okay. My God. It was so good. And then, oh, no, you got to try the cookie. Oh, let's go get drinks here. Let's go here. And we're just walking all over. The weather was now.
I think that's one of the X factors.
The weather for this entire trip could be characterized as nothing other than flawless.
Mm.
It was perfect. And, like, you're in the sun, man, this is warm.
Yeah.
You in the shade, oh, God, this is perfect.
Mm.
Weather was perfect. So I know we got lucky.
Mm-hmm.
But I was walking around like, hey, is this better than San Francisco? Mm. And I love San Francisco, too. We take trips to San Francisco just kind of to just be there, be in the city. Yeah. I don't know, man. I like this one.
I can't speak because I've never been to Seattle. So I can't speak, but it's. Look, sorry, Bay Area people that, you know, ruffle your feathers every now and then. But the truth of the matter is, I love San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be very difficult for me to say that Seattle or a number of different cities are better than San Francisco. I love me some San Francisco.
Understood.
There's like five cities in the country that I would put ahead of San Francisco. And I say that not
New York, L.A.
Those are two. Those are two for sure.
What are the other two?
I don't even know. I love New Orleans.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. New Orleans.
I love New Orleans.
New Orleans, I got to do New Orleans again. Mm. I've been to New Orleans twice, I think. Yeah, but I did it in a, I was a little more reserved.
Oh, it's time to wild out, D-Lo.
Yeah, I don't know.
Time to wild out the daiquiris.
Yeah.
The frozen daiquiris.
I'll always remember. I wish I could remember the name of the restaurant.
Uh-huh.
But we went with a bunch of guys from ESPN. And these brothers eat, right? And they're like, oh, yeah. No, you know what we need to get? Let's get this golden platter for the table.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, word. Like, all right, let's do it. And when I tell you, there wasn't a smidge of color on this platter.
All brown.
Everything was fried and glistening from the onion rings to the fries to the shrimp to the crab. Oh my God. Oh my God. And then
I
you
love
had,
it.
What's the one where you got to put the bib on and,
I mean, number of different
one. I know there's like 50 things in New Orleans.
the crawfish.
I think it's the crawfish.
Yeah.
Let's get those. And Lord, that's where you go. Like, hey, I'm just going to be fat.
That's what you got to,
if you've never been to New Orleans, don't say a word about Zion Williamson.
That's why I don't ever talk about my man's weight. I understand.
I saw
a video last night for this spot, Moros, that I love. I thought, oh my goodness, love me some Moros. But New Orleans is there. Obviously, this is excluding Sacramento because that's the best city. But I've never been to Chicago. I've heard Chicago is amazing.
Mm. That's a good one, but that's another one that's probably like Seattle. If you go at the wrong time.
Oh, yeah. March through September.
Man, if you go at the wrong time, it can be tough. I've been to Chicago multiple times. One, when that wind hits.
Oh, I can only imagine.
God, when that wind hits, Lord.
Ooh.
But yeah, no, Madison Avenue is incredible.
So I hear you. I hear you. I can't speak because I haven't been to Seattle. I feel like I would like Seattle
too.
I'd go
Seattle over Chicago though.
Mm.
I don't know.
Do you like LA as a city?
LA is tough for me. Does Santa Monica count as LA? Like,
absolutely.
Does Malibu count as LA?
Malibu doesn't.
Is Santa Monica
sure.
Next to Malibu?
No. Santa Monica is like West LA kind of. Malibu is down the coast a little bit more.
Okay. You sure?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, did you live there? My gripe with LA has kind of always been the same. Everything is so spread out. True. Like, it's hard to, like, and it's not an easy city to navigate.
Right.
Like, if you go to LA, where do you go? Like, what's the...
Wherever you go is like where you stay.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
There's a number of places to go to. That's the good thing. But wherever you go, that's where you just go.
So the last time I was in like a non-Malibu, Santa Monica part, I was in Beverly Hills. Now, wait.
Well, I've never even stepped foot in that place before. Like,
I thought he was going to say something like, you know, like Downey or, something like, you know, kind of urban. He's like, Beverly.
The nicest city I've ever been to was like San Diego.
Now that's up there, too.
Not Beverly Hills, though. What do they got? They call it Rodeo Drive, I think. Is that what you're on?
That's
Rodeo?
Where he stayed.
Yeah, you're on Rodeo
he stayed
Drive?
On Rodeo Drive.
Well.
See what I'm saying?
Damn it, Damien.
Well, not on my dime. To be fair, wasn't on my dime. It was on the dime of the Boston Celtics.
Well, shout out to
model
the
franchise. Yeah,
put that together.
Enough, yeah.
Put that together yourself. Yeah, because them
Ballin,
dem, boy them
Danny Ainge.
Hey, them. Well, he was there at the time. Them NBA hotels hit different. So different. Walked into this hotel. Swear to God, the first person I saw was John Cena.
Oh, snap.
How have you ever told this story before?
I don't know how to bring that part up. We were talking about LA. I was visiting. Actually, it wasn't the Celtics. It was the Wizards. It was when she was the color analyst for the Wizards. Yeah, because I remember we saw, what's the old boy's name? Kelly Oubre.
Okay.
And Oubre walks by. Boy. Well, you won't believe this. That's exactly what she said. So we walk by him, and he's got his headphones on, and he sees her, and he's just like, hey, hey. And we walk by, and we get just further enough away, and she just goes, that's a wild boy right there. but like, yeah, like once you're like, where would I have gone from there? You know, it's like you said it perfectly. Once you're somewhere, that's just where you are. When I go to, so I used to visit Malibu regularly, mm-hmm. and like I always felt like Santa Monica was pretty close. Maybe it wasn't, but that would be the only place I go to.
Mm-hmm.
Is Santa Monica. Like, I would never go to, like, L.A.
If you were in Malibu, that would be your first step into L.A. is Santa Monica. So that's probably why you didn't go past Santa
Monica. Yeah, that was it. Like, yeah. It's not like, oh, we're going to go to the Hollywood. So that's an hour away. I ain't doing that.
Bro.
And it just feels like everything there is so spread out. Do I like it? Yeah.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, I like it, but man, the next trip we want to do, we were talking about this, because my thing, when we wrap up a trip, like, what's our next one?
Mm-hmm.
Give us something to look forward to. I gotta go back to New York.
Got to.
And I want to go like around Christmas.
Mm.
I want. Hey, babe, pack a jacket. Pack a jacket, beanie,
yeah.
Scarf. Like, I'm bringing New York Undercover back.
Jesse kind of mentioned a little bit. I mentioned it. I wouldn't say this is better than San Francisco, But San Diego, you know we love San Diego.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I want to go to Petco.
I've never been to a game there. I walked around the area in the stadium, and it just looks. I could imagine it for a game. It's probably just fantastic.
Casey, we should go hit up Beverly Hills one time.
I can't.
Come on, Jesse.
We can drive through. No. Just drive through. We're gonna get out the car. We don't even park. Can't even afford to park. We could drive
for
through.
Or someone. First of all, you're a turncoat.
What are you talking about?
You're going with him.
You, for someone who has been to the Cartier store multiple times.
Wait a minute.
Now he's lashing out.
For someone who's been to the Cartier store multiple times, don't come for me.
Beverly Hills is a cool spot. You know, one of the things I used to Uber when I was living in L.A. That's how I kind of just saw a lot of these places. I would go out on a Friday or Saturday night, and I was always trying to catch, like, the long rides, right? Like, hey, trying to go from Westwood to Hollywood. That was, like, a $40 ride. So I would always start in Westwood, and it would take me to Beverly Hills. It would take me around Westwood. It would take me to Santa Monica. And then eventually, I'd go to Hollywood. And if the homies was out in Hollywood, too, I'd be like, hey, I'm out here, and see them real quick, and then get back on the clock. But that was a... And that was before you even talk about Long Beach, Orange County, all that. That's a whole nother world, damn near.
Completely unrelated, and I know it's not the same area, but it's similar. I got a text this morning. We're going to Disneyland. We got a broadcast, or not we. They got a broadcast at Disneyland, so I'm going to need one more day off, by the way. We're doing a Disneyland thing like in a week or two.
Okay, and that's. Yeah, didn't we talk about that?
Yeah,
didn't we talk about it? And they just zoom right by us.
No, I got like because I manage her calendar too, and I was like, oh, a Disneyland meeting. I was like, oh, I'm not on this. Kenny's not on this. Oh,
it's like we never even mentioned it. It's like they just kept moving.
Okay. D-Lo and KC, 4 years in, still fighting to get noticed. We'll come back.
Man, one of these days, man. One of these days.
We'll continue to rank top cities in the United States of America when D-Lo and KC return here on ESPN 1320.
Bakersfield, you're not on the list.
KC is sick of the foolishness inside the studio. Lashing out during the commercial break. Goodness gracious. That was a wild commercial break. We had an appearance from Abe.
I told him to come in here.
He did. He said he'll come in anytime to defend his title.
He don't have no title.
Well, I told him you're Yokozuna. Yokozuna. What you want to do about it? You're Yokozuna.
They don't have no title. I'm the reigning champ. It's looking bleak for you. Well, I'm looking like the aces right now, but there's still time left. Valkyries beat the hell out of the Fever today.
They did. Yeah. Like, I saw Trista tweeted something about people who complain about these day games. Guy, I know some of you are new to the W. They've been doing these since the existence of the league. They're called camp games. Mm-hmm. Remember, we're in the middle of summer. Like, these games are designed to get a bunch of kids at camps into these arenas.
Yeah.
Like, they're pretty dope. Like, Sacramento's used to be, you know, at Arco, a legit 15,000. I went to one in New York that was absolutely bananas. Madison, and when I say bananas, I mean miserable. Madison Square Garden packed with screaming children. Thank God we won that game, but goodness gracious, it was. I mean, I've been to L.A.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're.
Every team has one, right?
Except
at
Connecticut.
Okay, because they were in the...
You don't want to usher the kids to the Smoky Casino.
Don't want to do that. And that'll be... My prediction is that'll be done soon. They'll be in Boston
Connecticut,
in a couple years.
That's fine. That's still shocking to me, but that's fine. Yeah.
I saw an article, I think this morning. I didn't read it. I just saw the title. I got to go back and read it. Somebody asking, has the WNBA outgrown the camp days? And I wonder what their argument is.
Yeah, I mean, maybe when you talk about the volume of tickets sold on a game-to-game basis, you know, maybe with the idea with camp games, you're getting 15,000 in there, and maybe that's the only time you're getting 15,000 in there. You're regularly getting maybe 9. Mm-hmm. But don't leave the, like, don't abandon the people that help you get there. Like, I mean,
there's that aspect.
That's if you're in a WNBA city, if you're in, I mentioned New York, LA, if you're in one of those cities, mm-hmm. and your camps regularly go to these games and it's like, oh, the league's gotten too big, we got to cut these. Oh, don't do that. Mm. Yeah, I don't like that idea at all. Like, I've seen, as I just said, I've been to these camp games in many different markets, man. I don't get rid of those. I don't care how big your league is. Mm-hmm. You could sacrifice one game. Mm-hmm. Let these kids have, we don't know. I mean, I don't know if these kids can go to, I mean, there's lines of buses. I don't even know where all these damn kids came from.
Right.
Especially when you talk about
do camps.
Especially when you talk about places like LA yeah. or New York. Like, I don't know where these kids came from. Mm-hmm. Like, don't take this from them.
Yeah, I don't
like that at all.
I don't think they need to go anywhere. That's fine. They're the camp games.
And who cares? Like a fever game. It aired at 11 o'clock. Big deal. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shout out Morgan. She was on the call for CBS 13.
For Morgan.
Big up, sir.
Yeah.
Dockery's beat that ass. They had a camp game yesterday with the Sky and the Mystics. And the Mystics.
Angel Ones.
Shout out Angel.
Them Angel Ones dropping.
There and yeah. cover of 2K26, co cover for Angel Reese. Big up, to Angel Reese, who was the butt of a lot of jokes about 4 weeks ago.
She's the butt.
Has been.
What?
Has been. has been hooping.
Yeah.
Like in the last month, yeah. she's averaging like 17 and 13 or something. Yeah. Ended up like 7 assists or something like that. They still can't get
Oh, really? Man, I didn't know about the.
She's hooping. But yesterday they had the game in the daytime, and something happened at the end of the game, and she was mad about a call or something like that. And did you see the clip where the coach, for whatever reason, tries to hand Angel the clipboard and yeah. she slaps
yeah.
it? Yeah. Slaps it out of her.
I don't hand. Think I realized that was yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious. I thought that was just another great Angel clip. I don't think I realized that was yesterday.
They Angel talked about it. She's like, no apology. Coach knows I was mad about something else, and I was tripping. She didn't even ask for no apology, but just in case, y'all know it's love. It was something else, not her. She said, I won't do it again, though. I would slap the hell out of that clipboard to the ground.
What a couple of days, man. For Angel.
The W is next week. All-Star weekend is the following weekend. Not this weekend. The following weekend for the WNBA.
Oh. Got you.
Oh, man, that's a bad scheduling by them. They should be. No, this weekend is good. Because I was trying to get it
Make
away
up your
from,
mind, pal.
I was trying to get it away from MLB All-Star game, but that's during
well, they
the week
did.
Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was trying to get it where there were no baseball games, but they can't do that.
All-Star game is Tuesday.
Yeah. Major League Baseball plays on the weekend before and after, so. And it's in Indiana, WNBA
yeah.
All-Star game.
Of course it is.
We should stop that. This should be the last time.
Anything
yes.
is in Indiana other than Fever and Pacers games.
That's it.
I guess the Colts can play there too.
Still got that damn combine. When is that going to LA like it should? Well, nobody wants to come across
well,
the country.
Well, they call it the center of America.
Well, I hope Chicago.
As if your private jet can't fly to the other coast. Get out of here. The center of the country.
Oh, Chicago builds that dome stadium soon so they can start having it there. Not in Indianapolis.
You know, we were talking about Clippers, Brad. We were just kind of looking at the conference, the teams. See, Anthony Davis had surgery on
that was crazy.
A detached retina.
Yeah.
Now they say he'll be fine for camp and all that. Like, how did that happen in the off season?
Did they say when it happened?
No,
I mean, like, because I thought it was during the season.
Oh, it did happen during the season.
Yeah, so they said he played during the season with the injury. I don't know if it was diagnosed specifically as a detached retina. I'm not sure, but I remember seeing he played some of the season with it.
Oof.
And
I misunderstood that. I thought it happened in the offseason.
I'm trying to figure out when it happened during the season, though. That's what I don't know.
Who Now I my OKC stories are getting mixed. So we have the Chet extension, which we'll get to in a second. Mm. Was it J-Dub who said he got 30 pain injections through the playoffs?
Damn, I hadn't heard that one.
Yeah, he said he said it. It wasn't like a report. He was like, "Yeah, I got I think he sprained his right wrist.
He did have a wrist injury."
And he was like, "Yeah, I got 28 to 29 pain injections through the playoffs cuz I'm not missing it now." What?
Yeah, that doesn't seem healthy
at all. But
I'd advise against that
too. Okay. So think about that for a second. Of course, this is your wrist. That's, for a hooper, goodness gracious. Mm-hmm. Ask yourself what a professional football player does on a week-to-week basis to get out there on the football field.
Mm.
This brother had to take 30 pain injections in the playoffs as a basketball player. Again, his wrist, can't imagine what he was going through and the type of pain he had to be in and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But imagine what a football player does to get out on the field on a Friday or a Monday or a Thursday.
That's crazy. Yeah, you just played on Sunday. You got to play on Thursday. Yeah, it's
man.
Or it's COVID times. You got to play on Wednesday today.
Yeah.
Right. Also, you got Thursday night football tomorrow.
Back to back. The first ever back to back.
Oh, just wait till Roger Goodell introduces that one.
There's a disease running rampant across the world right now. But hey, we need to play this football game on Wednesday.
Yeah.
We've actually done studies that say if you play right after, it actually allows the body to heal better.
Yeah.
As opposed to sitting around.
And the slogan for this NFL season, we're doing back to backs better than the NBA. Yeah. Yeah, you laugh now. You laugh now.
That is crazy. A back to back.
You laugh now. Just wait.
That's crazy NFL back to back.
There's no evidence. There's no evidence this causes more harm to our players.
Oh my goodness. I hadn't heard that that J-Dub story.
That's I don't know if he was on a podcast or what it was. It came across my Hoops Hype feed this morning, and I just baffled, like, goodness gracious.
Michael Porter Jr. was getting injections in his shoulder just to make sure that could work too this postseason.
Well, he should have gotten more because it didn't exactly work.
Yeah. Hey, man, he was doing all that and they shipped him out. That's crazy.
Hey, no, you're right. We get our jokes off. This game is cold.
Oh, yeah. Remember, like, he couldn't even move his shoulder or whatever, his arms. Like, yeah,
they administered the shots. They wouldn't like they just knew about it.
Yeah.
No, we'll give you the shots. Hey, who's the guy in Brooklyn? Is it who's the dude?
Oh, Bobby Marks.
Bobby.
Sean Marks.
Sean Marks. Sean Marks.
Sean. When we're done with the season, you know, what we talked about is good, right?
That man was sitting on the bench. You want some Gatorade? No, but go ahead and throw that needle in my shoulder.
Man, that's crazy.
Cold game, man.
That's how Tyrod Taylor got taken out.
Cold game. No, they tried to kill Tyrod Taylor.
That's what I mean. Yeah, they
said, hey, take this needle straight to the chest.
Yeah, they put the needle in his chest. All right, start Justin Herbert now. That was it after that.
Bro, what?
Hey, to be clear, we're laughing. This is not funny.
It's not
funny at all.
What?
Goodness gracious.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.